Today's guest, Rocco DeLuca, has been kicking around playing music in Southern California almost all his life. His dad was a touring musician with Bo Diddley, now getting signed off of a very successful bar residency by the new label Ironworks, and its backers, musician Jude Cole and actor-producer Kiefer Sutherland, has tuned him into writing the best music of his career. I asked Rocco about the change.
Yeah, you're right. I've finally started to take things a little more seriously with my life and with my aesthetic, with art as well. And that kind of organically turned into this record.
Why do you think that happened now? Why do you think you got a little more serious with it?
Well, you know, you can only hide for so long. And you can only pretend that you're not scared for so long. And then things come in life that knock you around a bit. And at the time, you're mad, but really it was woke me up. I just felt like I was doing myself a disservice, finally. I used to like to go into bars and play and not say anything, not mention who I was or try to promote anything. I always thought that was a bad thing. And really, it was just a cop-out, you know. So, yeah, I'm learning it's okay to actually win a little bit, you know. It's not such a bad thing.
I went on the web to look at this place where you've been playing for a while called the Gypsy Lounge.
Yeah.
Looks like kind of a wild place. It's like actually in a strip mall, but it's like a pretty serious biker bar.
Yeah, it's a biker bar. Plenty of cigarettes and bad decisions being made in that place, for sure.
And how did you end up playing there for a couple of years?
You know, I did a residency in Long Beach every Monday night for about 3 months, and I got addicted to that feeling, just being able to do whatever I wanted to once a week. I just phoned up Mike Concepcion, was the owner of that club, the Gypsy Lounge, and asked him if he'd give me a night just to mess around, you know, for about 45 minutes, and he did. I ended up doing it for about 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, would the same people show up every week, or how did that work out?
Different people would come up to play with me. I didn't have a full band yet at the time, so Greg, my percussionist, would come down and sit in with me, or Ryan would come and sit in with me, or Dave would come and sit in with me separately, and other friends would come sing with me, and it started with me playing to, like, you know, maybe two or three people, and turned into a really fun night.
That sounds great. So these songs came out of that, or something?
No, not really. I think I wrote most of the record while I was actually recording it. I'm one of those guys who, I'm so tired of what I had written last week that I can't wait to put down something else, you know.
Yeah. I often wonder about that. If you're a producer, you always ask for what someone's got there. But there could be this gem that you wrote 5 years ago that you completely forgot about. Anyway. What do you want to start off with?
A song called Gift from the record. Great.
Take it. Rocco DeLuca is playing live for us today. Now you you hear what we're talking about. that's the song that begins "I Trust You to Kill Me," the debut album from Rocco DeLuca and The Burden, playing live. That song is called "Gift," and that's also where you can understand that you might get the Jeff Buckley comparisons in there. It has something to do maybe with what you do with your voice. You really like to go all over the place. Who are some of the people that you really admire musically?
Well, vocally, my idols were like Billie Holiday and Mahalia Jackson, Mavis Staple. I like their voices. So that's really where I try to. When I was a kid and I would listen to singers and I would get to see, you know, some great people sing in front of me, that's what I connected with right away.
You had kind of, in some ways, an advantageous upbringing, in some ways maybe not. Your dad was a traveling musician?
He was a traveling, musician, correct.
Who did he play with? What did he do?
I played with Bo Diddley, sat in with John Lee Hooker, people of that nature, all kinds. I was really young when it was going on, so barely remember it. It's kind of just like a hazy party that never really ended.
Do you think that had an effect? Because it was
absolutely, yeah. At the time, I don't think I realized all that I was absorbing until probably fairly recently. Yeah.
And what's he doing now?
He's in prison.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. So who knows what he's actually doing as we're speaking?
Nothing bad. It was never a violent thing. It was always a possession or. Parole.
Uh-huh. Rocco DeLuca and The Burden are playing live, and the things about your life that I find really interesting are that you kept doing this, and when people think of musicians, they often think of what's going on here. They think of people who have recording contracts, who are touring, who are doing this, and that's not always a musician's life. Did you always, all along the time, ups and downs in what you were doing, consider you were a musician?
Yeah, you know, I felt it felt like it was a part of me since I was a kid. I was always around it, so it was never something I just decided I want to be a musician.
Yeah.
To me, it was just a part of whatever I did, and just fairly recently, it became commerce got involved, and you try to put out a record, and all of a sudden, it becomes are trying to become a career. That's a totally separate thing to me than an artist, you know.
Were you a little wary about that?
Oh, yeah. I was scared of that, scared to death of that, actually. Mm-hmm. More so scared to actually put out a record and have anybody point at it and not like it.
Yeah, right. Well, so far that's not happening. But what happened, and we should tell people how this came about, is there's a new label called Ironworks, which an artist that we've always loved, Jude Cole, mm-hmm. who ended up producing your record, and Kiefer Sutherland have done together. Mm-hmm. And but they had an A&R guy out there who went and actually was spending a drunken evening at the Gypsy Lounge,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, there's an interesting character, a friend of ours, came down and... he would come down to Long Beach and he'd come to other areas and watch me play. And he tried to invite me down to the studio forever. And he was so crazy that I don't know, other musicians must know when they play, people always come up to him and promise them the world. And I was, almost insulted, but eventually called so many times that I finally went down and met everybody at the studio.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you'd say a lot of these songs came out of those sessions with mm-hmm. Jude.
Yeah.
Was he important in helping form the songs?
I came in there with a body of work, and then I started writing while I was there. And then three songs on the album, he kind of helped me deconstruct and worked on with me.
So. Interesting. Well, there's a song we've been playing a bunch of called Colorful. Can you do that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
your hands to be called on. You know all the answers. You're the most colorful thing that I've seen.
Rocco DeLuca and the Burden are playing live for us today, and that is an acoustic version of Colorful. This doesn't sound completely different than what the album's like. Is this resemble what you do on stage? Or?
It's, you know, every club week, I think we're all kind of players. We're not studio musicians, so right. We always play to the room. It's really tough to try to do things exactly the same way. I don't think because we can, but just because it just doesn't feel right all the time. That's pretty much it.
Now, you've actually had a chance to, as Rocco and the Burden, been able to do some touring. I know you went to, you did some stuff in Europe.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was great, man. Yeah. We had a ball. We all still like each other very much, and we're okay in small spaces. We're all quiet boys, really. It's the label that's loud.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand Kiefer was your roadie.
Yeah.
So he wanted to write it off, probably.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people are going to ask, so I have to ask you. What is it like hanging out with, Jack Bauer? I mean,
it's like having a crazy uncle on tour with you.
Rocco DeLuca and the Burden are playing live, and what do you guys want to finish up with?
We'll do a song called Bus Ride off the record. Where you live on.
you home to my house. Next block, and that is my style. And I close my eyes, visualize the day.
Bus Ride. That's Rocco DeLuca and the Burden playing live for us today. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.